Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Two Psychics. This is Michael Edley, evidential medium and mystic, discussing all things spiritual.
Hello, I'm Mary Amy of Two Psychics, an intuitive wisdom coach, tapping into your mystical life and sharing messages I receive about you.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to Two Psychics. This is one of your hosts, Michael Edley, psychic medium. Such a pleasure to be here with you tonight. And I have my fantastic co-host, Mary Amy, with me. What's up, Mary Amy? How are you?
Hey, Michael. How are you? Here we are, Two Psychics, episode 34, Supermoon and Cosmic Portal. Are you feeling this shift going on? Not just personally, but on a higher plane, a higher dimension? Are you sensing a change?
I think I am, for sure. What's weird, my energy this whole week has been very restless. You know, that's, if I had to ask one word to describe it, that's what it would be. And it's a very interesting energy cycle that I feel I'm going into. I'm restless because I'm kind of on the cusp of several new projects and different things unfolding and kind of finalizing and putting forth some old projects that I've been able to finish up. And it's a weird energy cycle. And I think kind of going into the shift of this super moon that we're feeling tonight. So anybody that's out there that their energy is just feeling a little different, you know, whether it's a little off, you're feeling a little more elevated, a little more restless, like I'm feeling, just know this is definitely a very powerful cosmic portal. And we are dealing with the super moon that is shifting that energy and kind of opening and tuning us into that energy. And what I can say is the very interesting thing about these energy cycles is it really opens a new perspective of how tuned in we are empathically, psychically to kind of the world around us. And I think, you know, overall, a lot of people I've talked to doing reading, private readings, group readings, you know, a lot of different things, I think people are feeling this energy shift. And it's amazing because we're just coming from this that 10-10 energy portal. You know, now we're going into this super moon. And, you know, this is the first super moon of the fall season. So it's very powerful energy.
You know, it's funny that you said restless. I actually feel like I've dug my heels in and I'm in for the winter. And
okay. And
even when things are collapsing in my life and around me, I'm just saying, okay, I'm just in acceptance mode. I'm trying new things. I'm actually, in the last 2 weeks, I can say I'm definitely going through a personal transformation that maybe isn't evident yet, but I do have steps that I'm taking. For example, last week we had Lou Martin and the topic was A Course of Miracles, that spiritual guide. And I'm to have this new perspective, like become a better human being, forgive everyone, unity. And I thought I was, but I don't think I was. And now I'm just saying to myself, I can do better. I can do better. I can be a better person. I can be nicer. I can be kinder. I can love everyone. And just that's where my mindset is now.
Well, I mean, that's a good shift and a good perspective view when you can take a step back and kind of look at it like that. So it's very cool. Yeah. So I don't know where I can kind of get an idea of where the restless energy is coming from. And the process, when I talk about restless, if that occurs around you, what I would tell most people, like I'm showing myself, is this is an energy to empower ourselves. And I think it's to take action and kind of move forward on things that maybe we were stagnating on or overthinking, you know, because that's what I get caught up in a lot. You know, I have that perfectionism thing, you know, around my music and around stuff. So it's been a very interesting thing of letting go, but I feel very empowered. And it's weird because that's the one thing I can take from this. There's certain things that I feel like I was holding on to a little more, trying to control more so than I should, rather than letting go and see what the universe, you know, let's see, you know, let go and let God. What does this magical universe have in store for me when I'm not trying to harness and control every aspect of it? And I think we have to remind ourselves, you know, that's why we're always learning. That's what I tell everyone that I'm working with, is just be open, be the eternal student, because that will never fail you. You know, learning new life skills, growing, new understanding, new wisdom, it will always help us in multiple ways. And I think that's what we sometimes we forget, or we revert back to old habits. And, you know, so this is a good shift. And feeling restless for me was a good reminder. You know, it was a good kind of a little a wake-up call. And it's interesting because what I told myself going into this season, yeah, a lot of times we want to kind of go into that hibernation mode. And I think it's good when we need it. We need self-care when we've really been putting a lot of our energy out, and we've really, I would say, empathically felt and absorbed a lot. You know, this is a good time to recharge, a good time to reground it, you know, the hibernation aspect. But for me, I kind of told myself, look, I'm going to recharge and I'm going to recoup my energy in some new ways. And I'm going to reinvigorate it again through the use of music and healing energy and vibration. And what's interesting is kind of getting back to some of the things that were always very powerful and very, I would say they empowered my energy for me to be able to find it, to ground it, to utilize it to its best, you know, best potential. When we get away from that, sometimes these energy cycles that we go into, these portals that open, will kind of pull us back, or it'll be a wake-up call. It'll be, you know, that reminder, hey, okay, whatever you've been putting off, or whatever you've been, I guess, fearing to release because it's not perfect or it's not the ideal situation or scenario, I think it's a perfect time to let go of those self-limiting beliefs, let go of any fears, and take that risk and move forward in the best possible way, manifesting the best potential around you in this energy cycle.
I think I can equate what I'm trying to express in just three words for me.
as opposed to my 15-minute rambling.
No, from my perspective, because it's really kind of been ruminating in my mind, where I'm saying to myself, I thought I was something specific, but maybe I'm not, and it's all my perspective. So what am I really doing? What am I really doing? Have I trained myself to believing one thing and it's something completely, entirely different? So it's this. It's listen. So I'm doing more listening to everyone around me, and then I'm giving, and it's about love. And I did have an experience last Friday with Bonnie Rogers, who's going to be a guest, episode 36 on November 7th, and she is a herbalist, but she does this magnet healing. If you want to look up her website, it's bonniesherbals.com, and she's fascinating. Not far from where I am, about 30 minutes, and I received this treatment, and it's about taking out not only hazardous toxins that you've incorporated into your body, and I guess your aura, you could say, but also emotions. And she names what emotions you are. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be those emotions. So maybe that's why I'm trying so hard to be a better person, I guess you could say.
Well, and I think it's a fantastic thing when we can take a step back and we can try to see from a different perspective what's going on with us, you know. And that's the one thing I laugh about as being a medium. Sometimes being a medium, it's hard for us to take. Sometimes we don't always take our own advice. So it's really good, you know. That's my perspective now, is if I'm going through a situation or a scenario, it's how would I recommend to one of my, you know, to a fantastic client that I really want see the best for, and I want to help that person on an energetic level move forward, or help them empower themselves to move forward in their own best way. And that's really what it's about. It's not us doing the work. It's us empowering and showing and teaching and, you know, and empowering those that want to do this and want to understand it and want to grow in their own best possible way. And I think that's what I've been doing. I've been taking a step back, and I've been, what would I tell, you know, what would I tell my younger self in this situation? What would I tell my, you know, what would I tell a client in this situation? What would I tell, you know, one of my best friends that's going through a certain scenario or trying to how to navigate. And I think it's a beautiful thing where you can take a step back and you can take that, you know, what that constructive criticism, or you can take that input and that insight and utilize it for your highest and best. It's so important that we can do that, you know, and that's part of the process. Sometimes that's very difficult for people to do.
I think it takes courage because
it does.
We want to just stay where we are. It's so much easier than performing some kind of change on ourselves and taking action. It's easier if we're comfortable and things are not too difficult, just keep going along this pathway, but then we won't be able to bring the new in, the beginning, the refresher course and a better human being, I guess. I mean, this is just me speaking from myself. Like I said, the last few days, I'm just trying something new. It's almost like I fell on my face in the mud and I'm saying, like, I don't like who I am. So I'm trying to be better. Let me get into the topics tonight. I'm going to segue into the topics, Michael. Is that okay? Because we do want to take some listeners tonight.
Oh, yeah. We'll have plenty of time.
Okay. And I would
love to
do...
We'll definitely be able to take several people.
Okay, good. I would like to do a visualization, something that I was inspired by reading and learning about our topic. So everyone out there listening, tonight is Two Psychics, episode 34, and we are covering Supermoon and Cosmic Portal, and it's October 17th. Well, let me share with you. We are right now, October 17th, 2024. We are on a supermoon portals. And what is that exactly? Well, I'm going to tell you right now that right here and today and tonight is essentially spiritual energy. And you'll be able to tune into a new vibrational frequency. It's a celestial event. The supermoon, for anyone who doesn't know, means that the moon orbits closer to the Earth. And right now, it's at 222,055 miles. And a supermoon really is the moon appearing brighter and larger than usual. Today, October 17th, is a universal correction transformative bridge. And it is the first moon of the autumn season. So maybe, just maybe, we were speaking about how we're kind of not ourselves, but it might be a good thing. We're very emotional and we have more intensity and we are spiritually able to move forward. So the supermoon has an energy to navigate emotional issues to reach your fullest potential. Now, in the past, it was called, and they still call it, the full hunter moon, and it was known to prepare for the winter months. And this super moon impacts human behavior, which makes people crazy. Now, the Native Americans, I can't pronounce this word, maybe Michael can, Algonquin,
Algonquin, yeah, the Algonquin.
They named the hunter moon for the hunting season to allow the animals to be seen at night to track and prepare for the cold day and night. The super moon has a powerful energy and emotions. Everyone out there who's listening, do they feel it? Do you feel like a little unsettled, like Michael said? And this is a possibility for more enlightenment, a mind, body, spirit, having spiritual experiences, growth, change, transformations. Excellent, excellent for manifesting life intentions. So just keep forward. Now, as I say, I'm going to do a visualization. I'm going to explain what this cosmic portal, and then I'm going to give Michael a moment to speak. Right now, if we all remind ourselves to have our energy in the base of our spine, our bottoms, and imagine our root chakra is plunging down into the earth, we're reminding ourselves to have gratitude for this moment. Focus on your breath. Release any tension in your body. Let go of what just happened. Any attachments to what happened a minute ago and what's going to happen later after this conversation we're having. And so all the energy is right here in this moment. It's right here. And that's how you're going to manifest some intentions. What is a cosmic portal? Well, just alone in 2024, there's 79 portal days that give alignment for potential. Now, some examples of some cosmic portals, maybe you've heard them. We might even have spoken about them. The Lionsgate portal, the 8-8 portal, the 10-10 portal. What is a cosmic portal? Well, it's a doorway of matter and spirit. Cosmic means infinite universe. It's the universal harmonious system of things, the natural process, and even includes extraterrestrial vastness. And we all know what a portal is. It's a door, it's a gateway, it's an entrance, and there's an intention to unlock potential through a portal. So a cosmic portal really is a light opening to otherworldly travel. Maybe you're going to journey to a realm or a dimension, the angelic realm, a spirit world. It's a place of universal consciousness, even be a possible future, past dimensions. Now, to create a cosmic portal within yourself takes extreme focus, utilizing your thoughts, spiritual means of actions, your belief system. Now, these are ways, I'm saying thought, I guess you could say thought or intuitive, your senses. Through your sleeping dreams, you could create a portal by doing prayers, speaking, chanting. You can travel through a gateway, a cosmic portal within your heart chakra, and that's going to be the visualization I do after we take some callers, or your third eye. So some physical interdimensional cosmic portals do exist. So I first mentioned how you can, through your inner life, you know, tuning into your heart, tapping into your third eye, reaching cosmic chakras. But there are these physical cosmic portals, a cave, a church. You can do this through a devotion to God, miracles by prophets. Third heaven with God and angels. There was a prophet, Exiliel, and he said, then he brought me to the entrance of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. And I believe he's referring to a portal. So the cosmic portals are real-life phenomena. As energy passes to another dimension, seeing through the third eye, humans are electromagnetic and made of light. We have these spiritual portals. You can challenge yourself.
Okay. It just went dead.
All of it, right?
Yeah. I can't hear anything.
Hello, hello, radio world. Can anyone hear me? No, you can't hear me? Ooh, hello, hello. So I think we may have had a little technical disconnect with Mary Amy, so apologize out there. So hopefully Mary Amy is out there and she can get herself back on. So I guess I will keep you all interested and entertained till Mary Amy gets back on. So what we're talking about, so hopefully you... We're all still with me. You're still out there. So we had, let's take that as a spiritual, I guess, peace of mind, honoring some silence for a special moment of silence with two psychics. I guess that's what we'll call it, something like that. But yeah, so we're talking about what this is the Aries full supermoon. So if we want to talk about what astrological forecasters and those that specialize in this, that's what they're calling it, the Aries full supermoon. So this is the first full moon of fall. It's rolling in with vibrant energy. They say this energy is one to motivate us, to help us push forward and progress forward.
Michael, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay. How far did I get?
You didn't get that far, but I am telling everybody about this first full Aries full supermoon. So hang tight, and I'm going to keep going with my little spiel here, and then you can jump back in with us.
Sure.
This is the first full moon of fall. This moon will illuminate your path if you've been feeling stuck, stagnant, or uncertain about how to move forward. This moon in this energy cycle will provide you with, they say, courage. This will give you an energetic courage to take the next step, to take a step forward. The energy of this full moon is powerful, drawing forth any type of lingering emotions that have been present for the past several months, this year. I think you'll find emotions stirring up. It's a time to let go of what's been burdening your heart. It's natural to feel the urge to express yourself fully, say things that you might reconsider later. So I think be mindful of what you're putting out there. Be very mindful of how you're speaking to others, what you're speaking in general. As we speak, the energy manifests. So be very aware of that. But I wouldn't dwell on like regrets or second guess things that have happened. This is definitely a time to move forward, to utilize this energy. Like I said earlier, you know, I was feeling a little, unsettled. I felt like a little restless. And it's a time to utilize that energy. And that's the one thing is the more we work with this energy, the more we can utilize it to empower us and not debilitate us. So that's what I'm doing with this energy. I'm actually going to use this energy cycle where I was feeling a little restless to really try to push forward some areas that I was stagnating in, you know, and that's that. Try not to dwell, try to utilize this energy to push forward. And then you won't have those regrets. You won't have that second guessing of should I have done that, you know, push forward and do it. Everything unveiled during this full moon, they say, is it's essential to what the universal grand design is that's guiding you forward to a more elevated journey. And it's truly, it's an energy cycle where you have to open and allow that divine presence to just transcend through us. And, you know, be that, what I call be that beacon of light, be that beacon of light in any time of darkness. And with this energy cycle, it may seem very daunting. It may seem a little overwhelming, but that's when you have to sit. That's when, you know, utilize the tools and techniques that we're showing you, we're teaching you, that you can utilize to transform this energy, release anything that's not serving you. And that's crucial for your growth and your evolution moving through this energy cycle. So I'd like to just set an intention. And I think for anyone out there that is feeling, you know, if you're feeling a little restless, if you're feeling a little unnerved, if you're feeling like you've been dwelling on regrets or second guessing, then your intention at this point should be acknowledging that the part of me that needs to evolve is going to evolve and move through. And I'm going to allow the rising warrior within me to take charge. And that's what this is about. This is about allowing that divine presence, allow that presence to move you forward and move through any obstacle, utilizing that powerful energy that's going to help push through. You know, that cosmic portal's opening, allow the tools and techniques that we've been working on and we go over in all these episodes to help you manifest your highest and best. So, and you can use any type of intention, but you're really, what I would say tonight with this full moon in full effect here, you know, especially here where I am at, the Jersey Shore, and on this East Coast, literally, it's so powerful. It's right above me. So I know when I'm done with the show, I'm going to sit and bathe in that moonlight, and I'm going to set my intention. And I think that would be my challenge to everyone out there. Just take 5 minutes of your time, ground your energy. So take those shoes off, go out bare feet, you know, or those something, you know, if you have something that's pure wood, pure leather, that's of nature and natural and isn't synthetic, you know, or take those shoes off your feet. Let those feet feel the ground, even if it's cold, you know, ground your energy, bathe in that moonlight and allow this energy to uplift you and allow that divine presence to just transcend through you. That's my recommendation. And Mary Amy, it is good to have you back. I said, you know, that was our two psychics moment of silence.
Oh my
gosh. When we go back and people listen to the show, just know that that's a point in time where we just want you to ground yourself and meditate and get ready for the rest of the show.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what was heard and what wasn't heard. Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you now. Absolutely.
Where do you know where did I say any? Did you hear me say anything about the supermoon?
I'm not sure because I didn't know if I cut out too, and I was trying to figure out if I was on or off the radio. So there was a period of time where I didn't say anything because I thought I was cut off, and then I jumped back on. So anyone that's out there, it's, you know, part of two psychics. I think we work in the energy magnetism that happens around two psychics and discombobulates.
Technology. I'm trying to have consistency, and then this technology. But what's so strange is my phone's not working at all. So I don't know what's going on. Okay, well, I believe that I did cover Supermoon. I'm just going to go right into the Cosmic Portal. Did you hear me say anything about that?
You talked a little bit about it, but let's go over it again, because I just talked a little bit about the Supermoon too and gave a little overview.
Okay.
So
I'll just, sorry for anyone who's listening again. we are going to take callers after this. So a cosmic portal in 2024, there's 79 portal days, and that gives alignment for potential. Some examples are the Lionsgate portal, 8-8 portal, the 10-10 portal, and this is really a doorway of matter and spirit. And this is a way of kind of, you know, leaping to the life that you want. It's something divine. And you will have spiritual experiences, mystical experiences that will tell you you're on the path. Synchronistic events will occur. And a cosmic portal is really cosmic, meaning infinite universe, universal harmonious systems of things, and the natural process. Also includes extraterrestrial vastness. Now, a portal is a gateway, a door, an entrance, and this intention you have to unlock potential. A cosmic portal is this light opening to otherworldly travel, journeys to realms and dimensions. And I've spoken about connecting to an angelic realm, and that was really one of the first experiences that I had, was having a lucid dream with I believe it was Archangel Michael. And it wasn't a blurry view. It was literally, I was awake, I closed my eyes, and I saw this very large being covered in feathers, a side view. It was a profile. And down a long corridor, and there was columns, and I remember thinking, what is that? And it had this very masculine and feminine energy together. It had this really powerful kind of intense energy, like, don't mess with me. And its eye had the eye of an eagle. And I thought, what is that? And it blinked. So I knew that it was alive. And it was showing me that it existed. And then from there, I continued to have these dreams with angels. And they were dancing in a circle. And they'd reach out for me to dance with them. And it was fun. And it was interesting. And really very serious. I didn't really take it all so serious. I just thought it was a cute little experience I was having. And then as time went on, my encounters with other worldly beings got a little bit more intense. And there was joy. However, I felt like there's some kind of mission I'm supposed to be on. Now, there's a cosmic portal that you can reach, a spirit world. Michael Edley is in the spirit world when he speaks to otherworldly beings and spirits. And you can also reach a cosmic consciousness. I believe if you want, you can tune into your senses and you can recite and see and foretell the future. You can also go back into the past. You can create a cosmic portal within yourself by really, really focusing. And is it going to happen the first time you try it? Probably not. if you take some steps in relaxation and meditation and focus on your breathing, you can probably on your own do this. I mean, I'm going to do a visualization a little bit later. And you can focus on whatever thoughts that come to you of a place or something you want to achieve through this cosmic portal. You can change things through your belief system, your sleeping dreams, doing prayers, speaking, chanting through your heart chakra, through your third eye. You can also reach a cosmic portal in this physical reality. And they are interdimensional cosmic portals. They exist in caves, churches, physical portals. If you have a devotion to God, you can probably travel through a cosmic portal. Miracles by prophets. I spoke about heavens, the different heavens, one episode, and in the third heaven with God and angels. Prophet Ezekiel. I can't say his name. All of a sudden, I can't speak. Then he brought me to the entrance of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. Cosmic portals are real-life phenomenon. As energy passes to another dimension, you're seeing through the third eye. Humans are electromagnetic, and they're made of light energy. You can go through a spiritual portal through your body, your breath, your circulation, your metabolism, and at death, we travel through a portal. And I apologize if there was a repeat because I don't know what everyone heard. And that's it. And after we take some callers, I will do an exercise. So would you like to take a caller, Michael?
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, let's take a caller in a minute. I'd like to just add my two cents.
Okay, I didn't hear
a lot of that, so I don't think we repeated that. I was hearing a lot of that for the first time. So very, very cool stuff. The interesting thing too, a lot of people look at like the cosmic portals, and they look at this as something that's very new. And this is definitely something that it's interesting when you look at ancient technology. You look at some of these ancient lands that, you know, some of these like Pumapunku, there's a lot of these ancient sites that some type of civilization, you know, like the trying to think of what was I just reading? I forget which civilization it was, but there was these very specific cutouts in their stonework and very intricate stonework that looked like they could be some type of portal, or they looked like they were some kind of energetic passageway that no one could explain why they were there, how they were built with such precision. And they're seeing them in different areas around the world. So this is something I think cosmic portals and just understanding there's a way we can elevate our consciousness on an energetic level and we can transcend space and time. And this is something I think what you're seeing too is even in traditional religion, I'll look at, you know, all my Christian brothers and sisters that are out there, we look at contemplative prayer. And that's something, and that's new to a lot of people. And that's taking a lot of these aspects and we're listening. And that's what it is. We're letting go when we're listening and we're trying to get divine guidance. And a lot of times what we find, you know, we can meditate, but a lot of times when we're meditating, we're trying to clear out thoughts. We're trying to focus on a sound or, you know, our breath, and different things distract us. So there comes a point where we can just repeatedly try to do it. And sometimes it's a process of just allowing those thoughts to come in and release them. And that's one thing in contemplative prayer. A lot of people will just sit and we'll just see what is the divine presence within, around, near me, trying to instill or trying to imprint on me. So it's something that kind of transcends all dynamics of spirituality and religion. It's something that's been around for you know, centuries, probably way beyond and way developed in past civilizations that were wiped out that we no longer know about. And, you know, there's so much more to this. But what I think is if we can kind of open people's perspective to we can utilize these energy cycles for our highest and best, then at least we tune into it and we could be aware of the shifts and the energetic shifts that are happening. You know, if we're feeling a little anxious, if we're feeling that our own energy is a little chaotic, you know, take a step back. And you may need, you know, that may be on a soul level, your body trying to tell you, you need to ground your energy, or you need to release some of this anxious, chaotic energy that's inside, you know, whether that's art, whether that's sitting by the water, whether that's exercise, biking, you know, some type of fitness where you're doing some physical exertion, you know, there's all different ways to release this energy. But I think that's what this is about. It's we truly in these cosmic portals. We have to harness this energy and utilize it for our highest and best. And it's a process. It's a learning curve. It's something that we can continually do, continually develop. And each time we're faced with some type of energetic cycle, we can handle and maneuver it better. And like we said earlier, you know, it's something that we want to utilize to uplift us, not sidetrack us, you know. So it's definitely a powerful divine energy that we should be able to help propel us and move us forward.
I like what you just said. I am a proactive person, and I think I was knocked down quite a bit at a young age, and so I have this way that I make things happen. If you tell me I can't do something, then I'm just going to do it. Like I'm a rebel. I believe I'm a rebel, not a rebel that creates havoc out there, a rebel that believes there's another reality. And I try new things, and then I kind of move on after a while. But what I can say is I'm trying to take a back seat to that now. And I am kind of accepting how things are and see what comes to me rather than put myself out there, because what I believe is if we have a certain vibrational frequency that we're sending out, shouldn't everything just come to us? Because like attracts like. And also it's about when we do this, we're kind of accepting ourselves a little bit more. And now I'm not even remembering what you were referring to. I'm kind of going off on a tangent. But, oh, yes, now I know. And the reason I'm bringing all this up is because I think I am right now taking a quantum leap through a portal, because I'm changing aspects of myself that usually is something that you have to do. Like whether it's a situation, if it's a move or a loss or something's not going well, I'm literally just doing it because I look at myself and say, I need to be a better person. So I believe that's why I brought this up to be a topic tonight, because I thought it was so valuable. And realizing that the super moon is a time, like Michael says, of energies, and they can empower us and bring us to a better place. And anyone out there, please hold on so that we can take you as a caller. I know it's been wonky here because my phone's not even working, so I don't know what the system is doing, and I apologize when you couldn't hear us any longer. Would you like to add anything else, Michael?
It's that super full moon playing tricks on us.
Well, can you hear me? Because I just hit my microphone.
I can hear you. I can hear you. Loud and clear. I can hear you.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't touch any buttons.
I know. Okay. Before I get on to the first caller, I'm going to just remind everyone that if you would like to reach out and find out about any upcoming events Michael is doing and having, and he does so many down at the Jersey Shore, you can reach him at michaeledley.com. All the information I'm referring to is on the Blog Talk Radio page. My website, if you'd like to reach out to me, is Mary Amy Official. And we have these Facebook pages that you can find us. We have a Two Psychics radio page. Michael Edley has Eye of the Spirit. I have Mary Amy. And we have merchandise at Spreadshop. Upcoming guests, we have episode 35 next Thursday is Andrea Candy, who's a master herbalist, vibrational medicine, and she specializes with helping Lyme disease. You can find her at andreacandy.com, and that will be up, that episode will be up when this finishes tonight. And then the following week is Halloween, so we're not doing one. I mean, unless we pop one in there. Michael says, let's do a pop-up show. Episode 36 is November 7th, Bonnie Rogers, and she is also an herbalist and specializes in magnet healing, which I had a session with her on Thursday. You can find her at bonniesherbals.com. I'm going to be doing this psychic readings November 1st and 2nd at the Manor Club in Pelham, 10 to 5, if you would like to reach out to me and we can schedule a session. Okay, let's get our first caller. Here we go. This person's been holding a very long time. Oh my gosh. Hello? Hello, hi, this is Mary and Michael. Who's this?
Hey, Mary and Michael, this is Tim from New York. Thanks for taking my call. A lot of great information tonight.
Hey, what's up, Tim? How are you tonight?
I am pretty good, pretty good. I've been trying to get out and ground every day. I did not make it today. I heard you guys. I'm currently in Central Park, but trying to soak up this new moon energy.
Oh, nice.
There's some great stuff.
Good spot, Central Park. Excellent. So I'm sure you have a great view. So, Tim, what question did you have for two psychics tonight?
It's just like you were talking about the portal. I'm trying to change a lot of things, just a lot of things going on, family, work, blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to get out every day. We've visualized light going in my crown chakra all day along my body. I'm sorry for the outside noise if you hear it. And connect to the grounding cord. Just visualize it going down to the middle of the earth, getting charged up from the back of your chakras. Does that sound like something that might work as far as manifest?
All right, cool. So let us tap. So if you could just say your name slowly for us, just your first name, we're going to connect to your energy, and we'll see what we're sensing in your energetic field, in your collective.
Okay, my first name is Timothy.
All right, Timothy. All right, the interesting thing, so there's a very, very deep connection to you, and I don't know if it's like tribal drums, percussion, but there's definitely a very, very heavy music connection for you. So I don't know if you're a musician naturally, if you play, or if you're an artist and you haven't developed the musical aspect of it yet. But can you talk a little bit? Are you a musician? Are you intrigued by percussion and drums?
I'm not a musician, but the music is how I deal with life on a daily basis.
Mm.
So I want to feel good. You know, I just put music on and I'm trying to meditate to it.
Definitely. So you know what would be really good for you? If there isn't some type of creative artistic outlet and expression, I definitely think you need to kind of focus on that. But the interesting thing, not sure why, but I keep on seeing you partaking in like a drum circle. So there's definitely something there. So I don't know if you've been thinking about doing a drum circle, taking part in one, starting one up. But I would definitely look into that, look into your local area. I'm sure there's something in Manhattan or in Central Park. Maybe you're calling us tonight because you need to pick up some kind of just little percussion instrument and start up a drum circle. But there's a lot of positive energy that I'm seeing with you forming some type of connective group. So I see you facilitating some type of connection. And this is almost like what I would see in – you know, like a meetup type group or something, you know, like a Facebook group that would bring like-minded people together. So I feel like there's some creative outlet that you could utilize to...
I think I got it. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. There's a drum circle that appears, I think, weekly in my neighborhood. And when I walked by last week, I just was like, this thing's cool. How do I get into this? So
Oh, nice. Okay. Cool. All right, so that's definitely what I'm seeing in your energetic field. Total, like, psychic energy. Like, we're really just kind of pulling what I'm seeing as a very powerful, positive force around you that maybe you're not completely connected to. And that's it. It's the music. I mean, literally, for a drum circle like that, you could probably just go down there, sign, you know, probably a sign-in sheet or something, just jump into it, and you probably don't even need much. I mean, literally, you can take some of the craziest everyday household items and turn them into a drum. You know, so that would definitely be something I would research and look into, because it's very powerful in your energetic field. So that connection, I think, to the drums and the beat and just the environment and that vibe, like that kind of collective, you know, it's almost like that. What I find in drum circles, you almost get like this musical bonding experience where everyone kind of leaves their problems, leaves, you know, any kind of chaos that's going on around you, you kind of leave it at the door. You go in and you engulf yourself in these sounds and the frequencies and the tones, and it definitely helps ground you, and it'll definitely help elevate your energy. But what I like about this, what I'm seeing in your energetic field, I really feel like you need to open space for new connections. So new friendships, I don't know if this is relationship. I don't know if there's been some turbulent energy around relations, relationship or something, but I feel like you need to expand your horizons and open up into some new social circles. And I think this is a perfect environment for you to kind of maybe find and feel a new energy. You know, there's something very powerful in it for you. And what I would definitely say, I do feel like you put a lot of yourself out for other people. I feel like, you know, you definitely going into this energy cycle should utilize tools and techniques that, like, just like you were talking about, you obviously have a good grasp on grounding, working with the energy. So I think you really go tenfold on this and start utilizing it almost like a, I don't know, I would say turn it into a habit. If you're not doing it every day, make sure, start doing it every day, because it's going to be so extremely powerful for you to work with the energy and work with the sound. And I think there's a lot you could do with this. So if you're not working, you know, as like an energy healer, you know, a lot of things, you hear Reiki practitioners, there's all different aspects of you know, sound healing. So there's a lot to that maybe you should start researching, look into, and see if something feels right. See if it feels good. And then I would say, you know, look into pursuing that. Maybe pursue that interest as a new hobby, because there's something very powerful. And I think there's also something very healing and something that will open up new energetic connections to some very positive people, you know, new people. You'll be bringing new energy into your life. And I feel like it's almost like you're at a plateau. And you should definitely take a step back and just see how the energetic cycles around you are affecting you. And when I talk energetic cycles, I'm talking about environments you're in, you know, workplace, living, where you're spending your time for entertainment, you know, the people that you're engaging with, you know, whether this is clients, whether this is friends, family, customers, you know, whatever it may be. Look at all aspects and really ask yourself, you know, am I feeling uplifted? Am I feeling energized? Do I feel good? Or is this really depleting me? And do I need to look at this and maybe deal with this in a different way? Or, you know, I mean, look at, we all know there's certain people you could spend every day with and not have any problems. Certain people you could spend, you know, a day with and, you know, no problems. But if you spend a week with them, there might be, or some people you got to give a couple hours to, you know, and it's just, some people are going through their own stuff. And I feel like you're that person, and a lot of people will come, you know, they're going to cry on your shoulder. They're going to, you know, you're going to be that foundation for a lot of people to dump their energy on. And it's something that if you're not totally aware of it and working with it, I feel like you can take a lot of that on, and it could almost make it, you know, you can have an anxiety type energy to that, or a little bit of chaotic energy when it's not your energy, but you're feeling it and think it's your energy. So does any of what I'm saying make sense to you?
That makes perfect sense. I am that person for the shoulder to cry on, to give the advice. I'm wrapped up in a family member's life, friend's lives, you know. So it's something that I realize that it's been impeding me, the way I've been dealing with the energy from moving forward, because it just means I have anxiety all the time. So I'm looking to change that now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you sound like you really have a good grasp on like energy, understanding it, working with it, utilizing it for your best possible outcome, and definitely just keep focusing in on that. And now, Mary Amy, I know I've gone on for a little bit, but what do you got going on? what are you sensing?
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. Okay, so I initially saw very high consistent waves which I believe is your personality, you're more in the realm of being someone who's consistent, but also you have an energy that is like a full-blown wave. I also realize that you are similar to a lot of parts of nature, like plants and water, and you have these gifts of being positive. You're spontaneous, you're open, you're hopeful. I sense that an angel was tapping your left shoulder. I don't know if that resonates with you. Also, I discovered that you're somebody who has this dual energy. So there's a part of you that is very much a tiger when you push through, powerful tiger. And then there's moments that you're very quiet, like a cat just on its own in the corner. I realized that you, in this moment, are ready for growth. You're having growth. You are open to new beginnings. And I saw this picnic, like a setting of a picnic, you know, sitting in a park with a picnic basket and setting up a picnic, and it's playing out like a movie. You're very aware of, I believe you're very aware of your actions. You're not someone who is in denial, and you do know your positive and negative traits. Not that I'm saying you have negative traits, but I'm saying you're aware of your behavior, whereas some people aren't. You do have a sense of yourself. And right now is a time that you can create something new in your life. I realize that. And you do have a consistency about you, that if you do hit an obstacle, you'll be able to overcome it. And when you are around animals, they do sense your calmness.
Okay. I have a dog, so you know how it is. Your family asks for a dog, and you have a meeting and say, this is supposed to be a family dog, but that dog is my dog. But, you know, it's nice.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
Oh, I said I got a dog.
The family dog is bonded to him.
Family dog. Son was begging. My wife was begging. I was like, no. Then finally I said, okay, but it's going to be a family dog. We're all taking care of this dog, and that dog is mine.
Well, that's nice.
That's cool.
Nice. What is your purpose, Tim? What's your purpose?
Well, I know I'm here to help people. So that's kind of like, like you said, I'm positive. Also,
you can be very spontaneous too. Like you can just not knee-jerk reaction, but if something comes into your head, you will do it.
Exactly. And also, I know it's a trauma response from childhood trauma, but I'm always calm when things go wrong. I'm just like, okay, I got to think. I cannot react emotionally.
Right.
Well, Tim, is a lot of times – you know, it's interesting how we go through things in life and some of the craziest traumatic things, you know, if we could just take a step back and we can say, you know what, how can I utilize this or what can I learn from this? Even if it was something really crazy, really, you know, just some stuff that I always feel that some of the best, well, I shouldn't say the best, but some of the most powerful healers, some of the most powerful people that can be of service to others are those that have gone through those traumatic experiences, those that have experienced it. So you can definitely utilize any of that energy. And don't think of it as a bad thing. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. And you know what? If it was something crazy in your childhood, and I think you can – I think it allows us to look at things differently and process things differently as an adult. And we could see, you know, certain things that we felt were, you know, so painful or such a traumatic experience that if that didn't happen or that didn't shift us, you know, we might not be able to see things in the way we do now to help and empower others, you know, so it that could be a very, very powerful.
I've come to realize that. In a way, it's given me like a superpower, you know,
yeah,
to help other people.
It does, so. You know, and that's the thing, too, is we can show people when we've gone through our own trauma and our own chaotic energetic cycles, you know, when we persevere through them, you know, we show others, hey, you can make through, you know, whatever that problem is, whatever that dynamic situation is, no matter how catastrophic it seems, always a way through. There's always a way to the other side. There is nothing that as this spiritual being having this human existence, when we can utilize all this energetic love and divine presence that's around us, and we can utilize it for our highest and best, and we blend that spiritual with the human, I am telling you, there is nothing that can stand in front of us. And it's just, you know, it's a beautiful thing when we can utilize something chaotic and traumatic and utilize that energy to help others and be of service in such a powerful way. So yeah, so absolutely. I mean, you have some really powerful energy around you. I want to talk a little bit. I have to ask. So just as Mary Amy was talking to you and she was bringing through, you know, some of her guidance and what was coming to her, I kept on seeing the initial of an S. I don't know if I'm hearing a Sherry or a Cheryl, but is there someone around you or someone in spirit that S initial would be significant?
There is not. So I think I'm going to meet somebody. I'll be on the lookout.
Be aware of that S. Be aware of the S. And I felt like I was sensing like a female name or female energy around it, like a Sherry, or, I mean, it could have been Cheryl. So I don't know if there's a C. Is there a Cheryl around you? Because I felt like I was hearing it as like a Sherry or a Cheryl. So that could also be like a CH or an SH. So if there isn't, if you don't have that CH or that SH around you in spirit, then I definitely feel like in your collective, that S is a very powerful initial for you. So be aware of that as a, you know, so whether that's you know, a Sherry, a Sean, a Sharon, something that sounds like that, I think will be a very positive connection for you. Now, the other interesting thing is I'm being drawn to the Northeast. Now, I don't know if I'm actually seeing two different areas. I'm seeing Chicago and I'm seeing Detroit. Now, I don't know if there's significance of you being pulled up there or some positive connection that you're going to meet could come from one of those places. But is there any significance to Detroit or Chicago with you?
No significance.
Okay, so interesting. Yeah, so I just wanted to mention them because when we're doing this and we're connected on an energetic level, I don't want to discredit or not say things that are coming to me so powerfully. Okay. So that's what we'll leave you with. And I think you're going into a beautiful energetic unfolding. I think you just kind of have to stay that course, you know, and just be very aware of your own energy, you know, and utilizing and taking care of your own energy. You know, that self-care with you is going to be very important. So you can help others and you can be of service and you can, you know, do the good that you want to do and move forward in the best way possible. But definitely be aware of that S or that sounds like that Sherry, Cheryl, Sharon, Sean, that SH, that S. That's what I'm sensing around it. It's a very powerful connection.
I really appreciate all the information. I feel like I'm tapping into the magic of life. I'm excited. So I will check back with you guys periodically. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Before
really
you go, Tim, I just want to tell you something so odd. When I'm oh, he's gone. It dropped. Okay, this is what's so strange.
Right.
Michael,
well, you
ready
can still
for
say,
this?
Yeah, I'm sure he's still listening, so you might as well go. You know.
So get this, Michael. When ever since, we had callers on, everything dropped off, and you can't get to us through this link.
It's not letting people back on? Okay.
No, it's not letting anybody on. It's like we're in our own cosmic portal.
Well, I'll tell you what, a cool thing we could do. So look at this would be a cool thing. So if anyone out there is listening, if anyone out there is listening and they want to ask us a question, even though we can't directly talk to you, if you want to go to the Two Psychics Facebook page and literally send us a message, I'm sure could you pick that up, Mary Amy? You could probably see that, right? Or if someone messaged you a certain question.
The other problem is that my phone's not really working properly. It's very strange.
All right. So what they could do is, so I'll just give people an option and I can check my phone while we're still here for, you know, for the last hour of the show. If someone has a specific question. So what you need to do is go to Eye of the Spirits with Michael Edley on Facebook. And if you want to send a message. It's going to send you, we're not here right now, but thanks for reaching out. But whatever, send the message and just give us your name, where you're from, and your question. And I'll get that, and we'll answer it for you. And we could probably take a couple of those. So anyone that wants to go to Eye of the Spirits with Michael Edley or michaeledley.com, you'll have to do a quick email or contact me. But if you want to do that right now, so we'll give everyone like the next 15 minutes, like while you're doing the visualization, Mary Amy, right? You wanted to do a visualization.
Yes, tonight. I do.
Yeah. So while you're doing the visualization, not that we don't want everyone focusing and connecting on the visualization, but during that time, you know, we'll give people a few minutes here and there, you know, for the next, 10, 15 minutes. And if you do want to send us out that message, we will try to answer your question for you. If not, you can give us a call next week. So I guess that's the option.
It's, interesting because I look and I couldn't understand. We usually have at least 9 people holding. And I said, what's going on? And there was 2 from the get-go. One was Tim. And then my mic went out. And then, here someone came on. We have
Ooh,
one.
All right.
So somebody
well,
heard something. So maybe it's right. working now, but it was saying that it wasn't identified, the link. So let's pull this person on, and then I'll do a visualization.
Yeah, so we'll pull this person on. We'll still give the option. If you want to shoot us out a question and I see it before the end of the show, we'll try to answer that question for you.
Okay, perfect. I apologize, everyone. You know, it's that cosmic portal. It's the super moon. Hi, this
Hello.
Is Miriam Michael. Who's this?
My name is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Deborah. How
are you?
Good. Louisiana.
Oh, nice. Louisiana.
Yeah.
So what's it like in Louisiana now? Is it, what's the weather?
Oh,
what do we got going on down there?
It's so pretty right now. It's just cool. It's lovely. It's like
nice.
The number one time of the year that I love it here.
Yeah, we're almost there in New Jersey. We're getting there. You know, the fall weather is upon us. It's getting cooler. The leaves are starting to change. But, yeah, it is beautiful. So I can only imagine what it's like down there with you and all, you know, all that nature. It's just surrounded by nature there, you know. So Deborah, what question did you have for 2 psychics tonight?
I was wondering if you see me going back to work soon.
All right, so around work question. All right, so Deborah, we're gonna connect to your energetic field, to your collective. So if you want to just give us your name slowly, and we'll connect to your energy, and we'll focus in on
Deborah.
On that question. Okay, Deborah.
My name is Deborah, and it's 62 degrees in New Orleans.
Ah, beautiful.
I love that.
So Deborah, so I have to ask, so initially as I'm connecting to your energy, November, I don't know if the 17th of November or November, like mid-November, is there significance to November, like the middle of the month or possibly the 17th, November 17th or the 17th, the number 17? Is there significance to that with you? Are you familiar with
No, but I was offered a job for October 8th, and it was like a sales job. It's kind of tricky to go back to the place that I was going to go because I left there because of a mean manager, but this is it's like a sales job with a vendor. And they said it would be ready, but they're delayed. And I was thinking maybe the reason they're delayed is that mean manager's going to go. And maybe, you know, I'm delayed for that reason so I could go back. But
well,
I was thinking, I don't know, maybe I'll do something else because it's so complicated.
Okay. I mean, I would definitely – so what's interesting in this energetic cycle, and we've talked about this a little earlier on the show, is kind of letting go and not trying to control the outcome of everything, but definitely use this energy moving forward in a positive way and definitely be proactive, you know, and it's interesting talking about kind of letting go but being proactive. And what I would say with that is – you know, like I'll give you an example. This would be if you were looking for a new job, you would definitely want to put your be proactive to put your resumes out there. Get your information, be out there, be available, be, you know, readily available for any prospective employer to see you and be able to connect to you. So I would definitely say that, but you wouldn't want to focus on it so much that it's consuming every moment and you're following up and checking in on everything. You know what I mean? So it's like put it into play. Whatever you're going to do, and then let go of it and see what type of energy it can manifest. So that would definitely be just an overall energy feel that I would say you want to approach this energetic cycle with. It's kind of that free-flowing move like you're that way. It's funny because Mary Amy spoke about the wave and the water before and some information that was coming through on with the other caller. And it's interesting because what I sense from that, and I sense there's like a connective energy with that among all our listeners tonight and all of us, it's of that letting go and being free and flowing like the water, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I see with you is, you know, don't constrict yourself or have such, you know, such, I would say, such specific requirements of what you need that you don't look at certain objective things that may come your way, you know? So that's what I would say. Don't, so just be open, let go. But I definitely see the mid-November as a very specific energy cycle. So there's some shift for you happening around November 17th. And it definitely feels like there's a new beginning or there's like a reset, a realignment around that.
Uh-huh.
So there's definitely some energetic shift that can propel you forward in some way or bring answers. So that's very powerful. What's interesting too, there's a lot of entrepreneurial creative energy around you. So I don't know if there's something in the background that you're doing or a side hustle or possibility of a side venture.
I want to. That's why like this delay, I was like, because I said yes, but then I'm like kind of happy for the delay because what if something better comes along?
Yeah,
you
know what?
And then I'm thinking...
What
about entrepreneurial? But it's so scary. I don't know. It's just so scary.
Yeah, I don't think it's a point where you would go out completely on yourself trying to do everything as an entrepreneur. I almost feel like your most beneficial path would be kind of find or align with something that you really want to do, something that really calls to you, something that you're really good at, have a really good natural talent for, or something that you're already doing. That you can find another niche or some way to utilize, you know, the skills that you have and how can mm-hmm. you maybe rebrand or, you know, look at those in a way to shift and change in the existing industry or the, you know, utilizing what
right.
you already know. So there's a lot to that, but I think for you, I think the best thing would be you have some kind of income source coming in. And even if it's something you're not completely happy with, as long as you have something that can sustain you and can pay the bills and, you know, so something that can give you that balance and then, you know, on that and then create that side hustle and really try
right.
to allow that to unfold so you're not so reliant on it and you can take some more chances. So that's what I think. I think you have to be able to take some chances and risk around that entrepreneurial dream or that side venture that's kind of, I see it there unfolding. So it's definitely something that if you put your energy into it, you can definitely manifest that. So, Mary
okay.
Amy, what do you got going on, Mary Amy?
Hi.
Hello.
Deborah. Hi. Okay, Deborah from Louisiana. I immediately saw a huge arrangement of flowers, and you are this bright and shiny individual, and you transcend with your sound. Your voice alone, and I sense that you kind of do things, or not you do things. I'm going to reframe that. Experiences that you have come full circle. There's a beginning, middle, and end for you, and that's positive. That's alignment.
Okay.
And I sensed that you. For you, there's something about you that it's almost like you've been trapped in a box and you have so many more choices than that.
Okay.
And I realize that and I sense that there's a new direction that you're going to take. You can choose a new employment. You can gain a different employment. So what I'd like you to do is, and everything is possible for you. I'd like to tell you that. I'd like you to
okay.
close your eyes, and I'd like you to go back to a time. So first close your eyes, let out a breath. I always say put all your weight in your bottom, release any tension that you have in your arms and your neck and your torso, like move everything around so you kind of get to a place where you're not holding on to anything. You're not thinking
okay.
you're pushing away any thoughts. And I'd like you to just be in this moment because that's where all the power lies. Focus on your breath. You're inhaling and you're exhaling. You're calming down your heart. And I'd like you to go back to a time when you were a child. And what was it that you saw yourself doing as an adult? Or did you have a dream as a child? And I'd like you to try to find that image for you, the colors, the location, the sounds, something that you thought saw yourself doing. Is there anything that you can go back into your memories and find? You don't have to share it with us, but is this something that resonates with you? Can you find something that you saw?
I mean, I had a hobby of drawing, but no, I had a pretty tough childhood. Mm-hmm. So
There wasn't a lot of dreaming going on.
Right. It was just survival. Yeah.
Okay, so can you go back as far? So it's far. Because I sense there's something you are that's there, that's a natural, and it wasn't something that progressed. And you've made the choices you've made, like you said, to survive and grow up and be an adult. And it's time now for you to reach, I guess, go through the cosmic portal and establish that there is something that you have missed and you would really find fulfilling and enjoyment in. So I really believe there's something there from your past.
Okay.
And I'd like you, I mean, maybe when you get off the show, this is a suggestion, obviously, but I really sense this because whatever you choose, you'll be more fulfilled than you've been, and you're going to be better at it than you've been at, because you're going to have so much joy when you do it. So consider that. Huh. That's a suggestion.
Okay.
Okay. Because you're like I said, you're a beautiful arrangement of flowers.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, just like I saw the entrepreneurial energy, and I think Mary Amy's picking up on that artistic, it's like there's a lot of creative energy there, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
We're seeing there's creative energy that potentially was stifled, you know, so whether that was childhood trauma, whatever situation stifled it, there's no reason why you can't reconnect to that and still allow it to unfold in its fullest, highest potential. It's just a matter of reconnecting, but there's definitely some creative energy there, so I would definitely try to find things that kind of bring out a little creative challenge to you. You know, if there's like a little painting expo, a painting party, you know, a wine and dine where you paint a picture or something, you may want to try to do some maybe out of the box artistic things, you know, and whatever that may be to you, you know, whether that's singing a song, doing karaoke, going to create a, you know, a piece of art, there's something there, but I think you just need to start allowing that artistic expression and that creativity to come out in any way and see what unfolds, see what feels good to you. But now, before you get off with us, I want, as you were, as Mary Amy was connecting and bringing through some information for you, I started unfolding some information in your energy field that seemed pretty significant. So I have to talk about older female energy around dad's side. So it's weird. So I have to ask, is there a G in spirit around you, a significance to the G? It's interesting because I almost sense like the name, like a Gwen or a Gwendolyn or something that would be similar to that. And I almost feel like this is old female energy around dad's side. I don't even, like, this person may have passed when you were really young, because I feel like it's distant energy, but coming in. Can you take, do you know of a G that would be around the, like, father's side of the family or female, or just take the G around you in spirit?
A G. There was Gladys. She was a step-grandmother. I'm trying to think of
the Gladys could be it. And now I'm hearing it a little different. And obviously I'm not in, you know, full mediumship mode right now. We're kind of going, but it's still coming. The G is coming through me. It's coming to me very strong. So I would definitely say, and now this was step-grandmother on dad's side.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's who we're with. So her energy is around you. So, and it's very positively supporting the creative outlet. And I almost feel like, you know, there's definitely some remorse about how things unfolded, or I don't know if she feels like she could have prevented some situations, or I don't know if she had tried to move you out or you lived with her. Was there something of her moving or trying to move you out or move with you, or Something about moving?
No, I did live with her for like a year and a half.
Okay.
In between when my parents were divorcing, when I was young.
Okay,
it was
so that,
fun
that,
because
yeah,
it wasn't
so that,
dramatic, you know?
No. I feel like she was kind of a cornerstone for you. Like she would have been like a piece of stability maybe in some of the dynamics. I feel like she's, I don't know. I sense remorse. I don't know if she feels like she could have done more around the situation or, you know, it's weird. There's definitely like remorseful energy that she feels that, but there's love, a lot of love. And it's definitely the G with her. And it's interesting because that's what I was feeling like. Like kind of stepped aside from a blood relationship, but still a very strong emotional bond to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely say she's around you and she's definitely like a positive energy that wants to help, you know, divinely uplift you. So that's why I say our loved ones, when they come around like this, it's almost a role of like a guardian angel. I do believe that they can take
Wait.
On that.
Okay. This is, could it be Peggy? Cause I don't know. The G.
Well,
she doesn't have a familial relationship to me, but she was almost like a second mom or like a, when you said like corner, I forgot what you said, how you
the
said
cornerstone.
Touchstone.
Yeah, the cornerstone. Yeah.
Yeah. She was actually a naturopath, but she turned into like almost like a family member. And I miss her to this day. She's just amazing woman. Very smart, very spiritual.
No, I mean, she could definitely be around you. I definitely feel I was picking up grandma, you know, step-grandma's energy, and I think she's
okay.
supporting you. Yeah, and it's not that Peggy's not around you, but I do feel like step-grandma wanted to come through and just kind of acknowledge, and especially for her giving me the G. The G very significant. I wasn't getting her whole name, but she was giving me that initial. And, you know, for
mm-hmm.
you to be able to confirm, give me that confirmation that, yes, she was the G and she was on dad's side. And, yeah, you're definitely with her.
Okay.
I would definitely say that the Peggy energy has to be around you. She's definitely connected. And one of the ways we can connect to our loved ones, if we just want to feel their presence or we want to just acknowledge them and, you know, we're still connected to them, it's just think about them in your mind's eye, you know. Think about anything about their essence, you know, their voice, their smell,
mm-hmm.
their personality, anything to their natural demeanor, and that energy will open and tune us into them. So that's what I can tell you, especially if you're thinking about a certain person a lot for some reason, they just come into your mind and you can't shake that. And over a couple day period or over, you know, an afternoon, it just, hey, you know, that person just keeps coming to me. I do think that they're trying to imprint their energy on us and they want to connect or know we're being supported by them. And then it's kind of on us to work with the energy and work with, you know, that language of energy to try to understand it. But I do believe you're very connected. Now, I have to also talk about a little, I don't know why I'm being drawn to the French Quarter or New Orleans. Is there a connection for you? What's the French Quarter, New Orleans connection?
I don't go there too much anymore because of the crime.
No.
But I mean, it was fun when I used to feel like, I don't know if it's because of, you know, you get older and you're like, it's kind of dangerous, you know, a little bit, but.
All right. So that's why they're showing me that. And it's funny because this is definitely like grandma, you know, step grandma, I'm just going to call her grandma because that's the energy. And it's like, talk to her about the French Quarter in New Orleans. And I think they're seeing almost like an awakening that has to happen in you, an energetic shift. I almost feel like, you know, there's probably been a lot of stress, a lot of trauma, a lot of chaotic energy that you've dealt with that's unfolded around you. But when you talk, it's funny, when you talk a little bit about that, even though it's fearful or wow, that could be dangerous, that shift in your energy was pretty significant. And like you lit up and I heard it in your voice. And it's funny because on an energetic level, I could literally
mm-hmm.
see your vibration elevate. So like,
mm-hmm.
so you may, so
there's
you,
a class down there I want to take, but I mean, the issues stop me from going down there. It's like a fragrance making class, like learning
okay.
how to make fragrance.
Mm.
But, I mean, people get their cars broken into
so then maybe what, for you calling in, maybe what spirit's trying to kind of guide you towards is, maybe you don't have to go down to New Orleans in the French Quarter or go down there to do that. Maybe you can look at doing something like that local or a different area, a different state, or something that's similar that you can find the same kind of passion and interest in. But that's it. You have to find, like, so even that, that may be a connection to a real creative outlet for you, you know, something in that industry, something in that, because like the passion and the fire that just came out in your voice and that I could just pick up in your energy field was pretty significant. I mean, that was a pretty significant tip. And I do believe that's why they imprinted that specific piece of information on me to share with you. So just feel that energy of New Orleans and that excitement and that, that joy that I heard in your voice, and see where else you can allow that to unfold in your life. What other things are going to allow that passion and that joy to unfold? And that's where you need to start. You know, that's the starting point, and that's where you're aligning yourself towards. And I guarantee you start doing that, you're going to see some pretty, pretty beautiful things start to unfold in your life. So whether that's connection to a new career, you know, some entrepreneurial venture, new relationships that uplift you, I think there's a lot that you can manifest and you can do. It's just a matter of, you know, don't put the pressure on yourself. Don't try to control it. Let go. And, you know, if you have to listen to this episode a couple more times just to let everything else we're saying kind of sink in, go back and listen to it a few times. But you are on the cusp of a very beautiful energy cycle. You just have to embrace it.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's funny because you said don't limit yourself. I feel like my limit is too wide. That's why I was asking the question. Like, I'm like, would I like that? Would I like this? What, like, maybe I put my net too far out.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe you just need to try a few of those things and see, you know, kind of if take five things that you really think, hey, this may really interest me. I may really like. I'm sure there's very inexpensive ways you can kind of try those things out or do those things or experience them. And then just see, you know, because I'll tell you, there's certain things I just think, you know, we really think we're going to like this and we're really going to be passionate about it. We jump in and we start doing it. We go, wow, you know, I kind of thought I was going to like this, but now that I'm in it and doing it, I don't have the same passion or the joy for it.
Correct.
You know, and that's what's fun. You know, we're allowed to do that. You know, we can, it's a process and this is a journey, you know? So I think if you didn't do that, you'd be doing yourself a big disservice, because why not try a bunch of things and see what really brings you the most joy? Because I think you'll be shocked, because I think there's things you'll find that you thought you were really interested in that you'll go, you know what, this doesn't intrigue me like it did. And then there maybe other things that come from that you're like, wow, it's so funny that now I'm just consumed and want to do this all the time. And, you know, a year ago, I would have never thought about this project or this hobby or this interest, you know, and that's the part of being a, you know, an eternal student and growth and constantly learning, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know, when we can embrace it. So no, I don't necessarily, I do think once you kind of start narrowing it down a little bit, you will need to focus in. And yeah, to focus, once you kind of streamlined it and you know this is your passion, then you can focus in on it. But right now is really a new opening for you. It's a new energetic cycle that you're trying and you're learning and you're experiencing. So don't limit yourself right now. Really be open to all experiences. Your net can cast as wide as you need it, and don't worry about that. It's really when you start narrowing it down and you have it figured out. And I think through this next, I would say 6 months to this next year, you're going to be figuring it out. So don't think, you know, come March, you need to have it all figured out, because that's not the case. That's not what I'm seeing in your energetic cycle. So give yourself the grace to approach this however it feels to you, you know, whatever feels right to you, and do it in that way. Cause I think that's what you need to do. You know, you need to take care of yourself. This is your self care. And this is a very powerful period of energetic growth for you, you know? So that's what you're jumping into.
I just realized something when you said my dad's side, name is Gerald with a G.
I
thought you said female, but he passed 2 years ago.
Oh, it's that, like, okay. So he could be giving, yeah, so his energy could be coming through pretty strong too. I did feel so that G, yeah. So I would.
I'm like,
say
how
that,
could I forget that? You know, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's like amnesia. So I think the G connection is just, you know, they wanted to give a little piece of evidence. They wanted to show you.
Okay.
And I could just be hearing the name wrong, because that's what I was hearing. I was like, is this Gwendolyn? Or what was dad's name?
Gerald.
You know, I could have just, I was like, what is this, Gwen, Gerald? And, you know, I had the GE and the Gerald. So, yeah, I would definitely say dad and your, you know, your step-grandmother are They're around you. They, you know, I don't know what all the dynamics were when they, when I feel their energy.
That's so funny.
No,
he didn't go by that name. He went by a J name, nickname of Jake. That's why I forget. Real name is Gerald.
So I think they just wanted to imprint a little energy and wanted to show you they're around. And,
okay.
You know, and it's interesting because, I mean, we could go on and get into their energy for another hour, but I don't think that, I think for this right now is really about you.
Oh no, thank you. Yeah.
And getting it, you know, but know they're around, but it's interesting. So I just, with grandma's energy and that, the energy that I'm feeling around dad's energy, I just, there's a sense of wanting to, I guess, wanting to help guide you more than they did. So I don't know if they felt they could have done more, or when they were here, there were some things that went by the wayside, or people didn't do things the way they should have, or whatever happened. But I can tell you that the one word that comes to me is remorse. And, you know, so
it would be more him. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. And like I said, I mean, this is something like, if you ever wanted to get into a private reading, this isn't something we're going to get into on the air, but they're supporting you, and they do, you know, when we talk about dad's energy that male energy around his side of the family, and that's connected to that energy, there is like remorsefulness, and, you know, we're sorry we didn't do more kind of thing. So, I want to leave you with that, but just know that creative energy that's in you is just like, it's blaring to come out. You know, you gotta put that volume knob on 10 and just let that manifest, because there's some beautiful energy in you that you're stifling and you're not allowing to fully come to be, you know? So
Thank you so much.
And Deborah, I just would like to add that, I know that you're capable of doing everything perfectly. And if you try something else that you haven't done before, you don't have to follow through on it. It's just like you're testing things to figure out what's right for you now, because you deserve to have more joy in your life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, try that exercise, see if something comes through. Go before you go to sleep tonight, ask yourself, you know, show it through in my dreams, or some kind of synchronistic event tomorrow, or I'm sure that the information will come when you ask for it, because there's something that's very clear with you that shows me that you're very capable of so much. Like, if you make it the power of suggestion, you know, it's like, if you say it, then it's going to come to you. That's what I get.
Right.
Because there's something about your energy and your vibration that you really can have what you want. It's about you overcoming the belief system that you are not going to have it, because you can have it.
The thing, when you guys say creative, I paint, I used to write, I used to be in television. I've done all these things.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So I went into sales because of financial reasons. And then when you were saying, like, from a child, the only thing I could remember was when I would do a show where I would do everything, like research, write, you know, produce. And it was very exciting, but the pay was horrible. Just absolutely. But it was the best job I ever had. It really was. You know,
there are jobs like that that you are will pay you. I believe, I mean, that's just the entertainment business. I mean, you are capable. Right. You are so, you know what? Try it. You know, throw it out there and see what happens, because anything is possible.
And what's the worst case scenario? You find something new that you really like, or you find something that you revive and you're passionate again about, and it shifts everything, you know? So don't let anything right now limit your potential.
Okay.
You know, try it all. And what's the worst thing that can happen? You say, you know what? I don't need to do this anymore. Nope, let's try something else. That's it.
Okay.
You know, and you learn, and you get some experience from that. You know, that's what it's about. There is no failure. There is no failure when you're utilizing it for growth and you can take something from it. Just understand that, you know, it's all a learning lesson, and we can utilize that for some experience that's going to benefit us down the road.
Okay. Thank you all. Thank you for spending
Thank
so
you,
much
Deborah.
Time.
Thank you
so much. It's your personal journey.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Have a great night.
That's a great tagline, Mary Amy. That's a great tagline. It's your personal journey. It is. It is.
And,
you know what?
And you know
the
what?
Funny thing is, that kind of, that really encompasses and clarifies exactly what we're talking about right now. Exactly what this super moon is about exactly what this cosmic portal is about. It's your personal journey. It really is. And I think if anyone out there listening is, you know, a little skeptical about, hey, I can do this or I can manifest it. Look, you don't need to make it happen overnight. It's your personal journey of growth, of new experiences, of opening your energetic field to new possibilities, you know, and it is, it's your journey. Truly. I love that.
All right. So I did find some information out about what's been going on tonight. Apparently we do have another caller. A few have come on and then they just pop off. So the system is shutting people out. First the link didn't work and now it's working.
It's like the roulette wheel, you know.
There's something
every time
weird.
You think
I'm telling
caller,
you, we are in our own little
three.
Portal here. I mean, it's all good. So I'm going to hold off on the visualization because I don't want to lose this person. They've called in, and so let's do this reading and see where it goes. Yeah. Hi, this is Mary and Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. Who do we have here with us?
This is Stacy. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Stacy from Brooklyn. Stacy, you don't have a Brooklyn accent, you know,
going
in the car, in the cab.
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm actually from Long Island, but I'm just temporarily living in Brooklyn. But no, I don't have that Brooklyn accent.
I can hear a little bit of the Long Island accent.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not from Brooklyn. I'm actually from Long Island, but I'm just temporarily staying in Brooklyn. That's all.
Very cool. No, that's good. So what question did you have for two psychics tonight?
Two psychics only. When do you see me moving out of Brooklyn? Because I'm looking for Brooklyn.
All right. Moving, what's ahead, kind of what, kind of the energetic cycle moving forward, what's going to unfold, like that cold type of thing you want to cut. So, yes, let's do this, Stacey. Why don't you just give us your name slowly, just your first name. We'll connect on an energetic level, and we'll see what's in your collective.
Okay, it's Stacy. It's Stacey.
Ah, it's so funny. I spelt it exactly like that. That's excellent. So it's funny, and I have to share this with you. As I connect to your energy, I had old female energy around you connecting to me, telling me it was C-E-Y, because I was about to do an I-E. And I don't know why, and I was like, no. And so this is interesting. I definitely have older female energy around mom's side. I do believe this is mom's mom. So this is funny. So grandma, mom's mom is in spirit, correct?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Now, is there also an S, like your name being, you're Stacy from, is there an S around her or another S in spirit around you on mom's side or it? You know, I feel like there's an S connection to this energy.
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Because there's definitely, like, I'm literally seeing that very, very prominently again, and I'm seeing it more clear than I was seeing it with another caller that, you know, I was seeing an S around. Interesting. So I have to talk about. So now it's funny how with certain people, it opens up a little bit more mediumship. So I would say you're very open and tuned into the spirit realm, or if you're not, you're talking to grandma all the time or, you know, like who's around you in your energetic realm, because I feel like they're coming through pretty, pretty clear. What's interesting is I feel she has male energy. This is dad's in spirit also.
No, he's not. Granddad is. No, he's good. No, he's not.
Granddad?
Granddad is, but my dad is here.
Okay, who is there an L? Is there a Larry? Larry? Who's the L? Is there an L around you or in spirit? Or...
No, that's my dad. It's Willie Lee.
What is it?
Willie Lee.
Oh, the Lee. Okay. All right. So I'm not hearing the whole name, but he's giving me that L. Okay. Cool. So his energy is definitely connected to Grant. So she's taught. So this is, so Dad with the L, Willie Lee, is here in the physical, correct?
Yes,
so
he is.
You're saying. He's, okay. So she's talking. So then I have to ask, is there an uncle that's connected to Dad that would have been kind of fatherly? There's male energy with Grandma that she's pulling through. So I don't know what family met, but I feel like he's tied in. There's, so is there an uncle or someone that would have been tied to your dad that's not great? Like when she's coming in, I'm feeling it as an equal. So like as an equal to you. So this would be, when I sense it on this way, when they're coming in at this angle, usually this is uncle, cousin, usually father's brother. I'll sense this energy around. So I have to ask, is there the uncle, dad's brother? Is there a brother that's in spirit?
Yeah, I have an uncle. He recently passed about 2 months ago. Not even.
Okay, so that's who. Yeah. Okay, so that's the male energy. Yeah, yeah. Now, is there? There's not an L connected to him.
L. Let me see here. Jim. No. I mean, no, not at.
No, I don't need to pull for it. Yeah, yeah. No, no. Okay, so well. This could just be your dad. They were trying to give me a piece, definitely like the Lee. If your dad is Will Lee, then that's definitely, they could be giving me that L, but I could definitely say his energy, just when I try to describe him. What's interesting is I don't know if he's talking about the car or dad has it. Who's the car? Is there someone, a car guy or works on cars, a mechanic, or does something with like...
My
like
dad.
A special car, like it races a car or a muscle car or does some, like, I feel like they're talking about the car. When I connect to uncle's energy, I feel like he's talking, is there an unresolved issue with like a car or a car loan, or is there something going on with a car here in the physical that was left behind from his passing?
Okay. My dad, he does fix cars. That's what he's always said that, like on the side.
Okay.
Cars, and I plan on getting a car.
All right. So he's talking about the fixing of the car. So he wants to give me, he's imprinting some information and stuff around your, you know, around your dad, what they did, what, you know, so I think he's just trying to validate he's around you. Who else are they pulling through? Oh man. So with his energy, wow. I mean, there's quite a few people in spirit around you. Is that pretty accurate? I mean, there's quite a few people.
That is totally accurate. Yes.
Yeah, because I got a lot. Like it's like as we kind of as I'm turning the volume up more and more, I got more and more of them jumping in. Interesting. There's younger. So was there a? I don't feel like this younger male energy was tied to you unless you had a miscarriage. I don't know. But what's interesting is there's two younger male energies around you. One very young, I feel like one had passed almost in birth or was a miscarriage. And then
no,
there's another.
I'm sorry,
what was that? No, what was that?
No. I had a, you know, an early termination when I was like 20 years old.
Okay. So just know that soul, that spirit was, it's interesting because that spirit comes through kind of letting you know. There should be peace and healing around, like whatever the circumstances were around that. I feel like that energy is coming back with almost like a peaceful energy saying that it wasn't its time. There would have been either health problems, major health problems, disability or something around that child if it was born. So I just feel like I have to talk about that energy not coming in because there were other circumstances that I don't – look, you made some hard decisions around that, but I do feel like the energy is coming through to kind of support what you did, and the energy around that was not meant to come through at that point in time. So I don't know what that – you know, things that I feel like around this, the energetic connection around this, there should be some healing that comes from this. And release of any grief or any trauma that could be around that. So I just have to talk about that.
Oh, okay. Because I wasn't ready. And besides, I had, you know, I was young at the time, and the guy that I was dating punched me in my face. So that's why.
There was a lot going on around that. So I just want to, I just had to bring that soul through. So I appreciate you you know, acknowledging that, validating that. I also have to talk about younger. There's also younger male energy that I feel either got killed by a car or in a car. And I feel like there's a B, either he was, there's a B that he's associated to here, or that was a like a significant initial around him. Can you, is there a younger male energy that you can take that was killed in a car accident or by a car that would have been, like, I feel like 23, like I sense early 20s.
Let me see, early 20s, you know what? I was going to say my cousin's kid, but he was younger than that.
I'm seeing him young. Like, I'm not getting – so let me share with you a little bit of the image that I'm getting and this soul that I'm getting. Now, well, let me ask you, is there a bee around him, or is a bee associated with his name or a parent or someone significant to him here in the physical?
Not that I can be. I think I know who you're talking about. I just can't think of his name. I cannot.
Oh, and that's fine. So you know the bee is with you. So and so there's younger male energy. He's very slender. He was skinny, taller. Definitely had curlier, slightly longer hair. So his hair was definitely a little longer, a little more grown out. And I definitely feel like he would have been very artsy, artistic, maybe even a musician, a DJ, someone that would have probably been involved or really into music. So, and I almost feel like he maybe would have done something different with his hair. Like he bleached it or did something weird with it or put it into, I'm not sure that I'm seeing some kind of like, almost like musician type hairstyle, like some kind of cutting edge, like being real hip. But I just, his energy is around you. So I just have to acknowledge his energy. And I do feel like his energy, you know, comes through at peace. I do feel like there's other family members. So, yeah, I don't know if this is a cousin or a sister, you know, someone's son. This is definitely someone's son around you that you were connected to that wants to come through and make peace, like that he's at peace. So I have to share that with you. So the energy's around you. I mean, there's quite a bit, but I want to give Mary Amy a section. You know, it's like a family reunion almost, but I can tell you if there's any doubt that you're not connected to your loved ones in spirit, I hope that this kind of eliminated any doubt or any issue with you thinking you're not connected to them. Cause I can tell you if I'm connecting to them this strongly and like the more I hear your voice or the more I connect to your energy, the more people that are jumping in, I can tell you, you have a very powerful connection to them. So it's important for you to acknowledge that connection, I think. And if you're looking for guidance or you're feeling like, oh, you know, I need to get some validation or some insight, I do believe you can call on your loved ones. You can think about them. Like we were talking about earlier, kind of sit with their essence. What did they look like? What did they sound like? What was the whole persona about them? You know, what was their essence? And we start to think about those things. And that energetic connection and that shift that happens internally with us will open and start to tune us into their energy. And like I told someone earlier, if you get just this feeling that, you know, you're thinking about them or you're reminders of something, you know, that happened with them or an interaction, just know their energy is pulling in close to you. And especially this time of year when we're going into that, like the Halloween season and just this whole cycle, this energetic cycle and with this Aries super moon, there's so much powerful energy going on right now. If there was ever a point in time where you wanted to try to feel supported by your loved ones in spirit, feel supported by your collective, now is absolutely the time to embrace that energy and start working with that energy. So Mary Amy, what do you got for me?
Hi, Stacy. How are you from Brooklyn? You there? Hello?
How are you doing? I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, okay. For a minute, I didn't know if my mic was working. It's been a strange night.
You did not hang up on her. You did not hang up on her.
Okay. Hi, Stacy. Okay. So this is what I receive because I receive images and then I hear different information. So I received that. I saw a checkerboard and I tuned into that and to try to understand what that exactly meant. And it's about the patterns of events in your life. There's a pattern of events to your life. I received that you should look above you on a top shelf. There's something there. I don't know what this means. I'm just telling you what I received. I also heard that a clock offers answers for you, and it was it's 3 o'clock. If you step outside and the grass touches your feet and you walk to a body of water, you can make a wish. Alone, while you're singing, you have the ability to see because your senses are very powerful. You are awake. You are clairvoyant when you sing. Also, if you look into a mirror, there's going to be something that is for you. Like I'm saying, how do I say this? With if you don't, do you know what I'm talking about? When you look in the mirror, Stacey, I'm not saying when you look at yourself. I'm saying there's something in a mirror that you're supposed to see. I don't know what I mean.
Yeah, it's called scrying. Scrying. Okay. And you can kind of just focus in on that image.
Right. There's something in a mirror. If you look in a mirror, and that's what I received. I know it sounds cryptic, everything, but it means something for you.
So what's interesting, so it's funny how spirit is starting to work with Mary Amy and myself. It's interesting because as she's explaining things to you and she's getting images, I'm almost hearing from my guides and your collective kind of, I think, what they're trying to imprint on her and almost have me decipher it a little bit. So it's very interesting. So we're going to take a little new spin, and we got a couple minutes still before we have to close out the show. So, Stacey, I want to talk about a couple things that actually came to me through Mary Amy's reading for you. And that's so the first thing, she talked about numbers and seeing that 3 o'clock and seeing the clock. I do believe there's a very powerful connection to you in the synchronicity of numbers. So what you might want to be aware of now, so when you're asking a question or you're looking for guidance, you know, God, am I supposed to go this way? Am I supposed to do this? Or my, you know, grandma, you know, and uncle, you know, am I supposed to do this? Like whoever you're trying to pull the guidance in from, be aware, try to ask a very specific question and then look for the synchronicities of the numbers. You know, do you start seeing the 1111, the 222, you know, the 555 or the 525 or the 211, the 222? Look for number synchronicities because I think that's what they were showing Mary Amy, is the number synchronicities could be very powerful for you. Another thing would be the water and a lot of the water symbolism. I think you need to ground and release energy you're holding on to. So I think the water, if you can go to areas of water or hear the sounds of water, it's going to be very powerful for you to ground and release any energy that you feel is chaotic or any energy that's just stifling you, you know. And then the other interesting thing would be the clairvoyancy, the creativity, you know, like Mary Amy's talking about, she was talking about the mind's eye and the creative outlet. So that seeing in that third eye. So utilize that creative energy. I do believe she was seeing a lot of creative energy that we're seeing in a lot of our guests tonight that is kind of stifled. They're not unfolding. And that, again, is going to be a very powerful energy cycle for you to dip into, is that creative energy that may be stifled or you've kind of gotten away from and haven't allowed to completely unfold. So very powerful things, the number synchronicity, the grounding around the water being a powerful energy tool for you, and then allowing that creativity to flow and possibly flowing or seeing it in the mind's eye before it manifests and comes to be.
Okay, that sounds excellent.
So we threw a lot of information at you, Stacey, good stuff. And there's a lot of, you know, you're really being supported by your collective. So if you're not utilizing and working with this energy, you know, working with your own energy, your chakra system, your auric field, just understanding intuition and this, you know, psychic energy that we're all aligned with, this divine presence that's in us, you have to open to it. I feel like you are, and I feel like you're pretty connected for them to come through that clear. But I think this is kind of a wake-up call or kind of a nudge from us to you to really jump in with both feet and embrace your energetic connection because it's very, very powerful.
Yes. And I'm so glad. Thank you. I love the reading. And I'm glad you mentioned the topic regarding the numbers. It's been for the last, I would say, 2 months. Every morning I wake up about 4 o'clock. Every morning it's always 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And I go back to sleep.
So my challenge for you then would be, instead of going right back to sleep, sit up and see, can you recall anything or does anything come to you? Are you getting images? Is there a feeling or a knowing or like something calling or yearning to you at that point in time? Because that's a very special divine, I would say it's a very special divine situation for you that your soul, your guides, the collective wisdom that's around you is trying to imprint something on you. And like that 4 a.m. time is a very divine time. I found when I was trying to make breakthroughs in my mediumship, I would actually get up every morning at like, roughly 3:30 to 4:30 in the morning. And it was such a sacred time for me. And I took about 6 months of steadily waking up and literally going outside and grounding my energy and working with my energy on a different level that I hadn't done. And it was such an enormous empowering shift. And it was something that I was putting off or I didn't want to do, or it was really inconvenient. So I'm telling you, when your soul, the universe, God, when you are being shaken and wakened, when the energetic force around you is waking you up at 4 a.m., there's something to it. You're not getting that wake-up call for no reason. So I would definitely have a little notebook, or if you can recall a dream, or if in those moments something comes to you, or sit for a few minutes, try to gather your thoughts. Because at that point, your waking mind is still going to be somewhat shut down, and your creative left brain is still going to be pretty active in that moment. So I do think that'll give you that empowering energetic connection. So you may be able to get some information, some guidance, some type of wisdom in that moment. So don't discredit it. Definitely see what's going on with that.
All right. Awesome. And I'm going to have to do a private reading with you guys one day.
Absolutely.
Once I get anything more, yes.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. Check us out. Follow us on social media. Two Psychics Radio Show. We got Mary Ann.
Thank you so much for calling in,
Deborah.
Appreciate
you calling in, Stacey.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. So I'm going to do this visualization before we go. And we have 7 minutes. So this is what I would like everyone to do. I'd like everyone to put all their weight in their bottom, get into a comfortable position. And I would like you to imagine the base of your spine, your root chakra, is traveling down into the earth, and your feet are moving down into the earth, and you're wiggling your toes. You're letting go of tension that you have in your arms and your legs and your neck and your head, and just relax. We're going to try to tune into or tap into your heart chakra, which is love, gratitude, faith, forgiveness, hope, higher self. Okay, so let's focus right now on our breathing. Let's focus on inhaling. So we'll do an inhale, hold it. Inhale for 5 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, release it for 5 seconds. Let's do that together. All right, and let's be reminded to have gratitude for this moment. Here we are. It's a beautiful evening, October 17th. We're in this moment. All the power and energy is in this moment. And so what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to tune into your heart chakra, your heart space. This is a multidimensional door, and there's infinite locations that you can reach. So I'd like you to tune into your heart right now. I'd like you to go inside this space and imagine that it is full of white light. And I'd like you to be in this space, be in your heart space. And I'd like you to imagine right now that you're dancing, that you're dancing in this heart space. Whatever that is to you, some kind of fluid dance, you're moving, you're seeing yourself be free and joyful, and you're spinning. And you're spinning to the left. And you're letting go of everything that you've been holding on to, and now you're spinning to the right. And now I'd like you to imagine that you have all the colors of the rainbow surrounding you. You have purple, and you have red and blue and green. And there's streams of colored light that are surrounding you. And then they're becoming part of you. They're touching you. So you're seeing yourself dancing and there's rainbow light. And now I'd like you to imagine that you're inviting any of your friends into this space with you. You're in your heart chakra and you're spinning and you're dancing and there's rainbow light, greens and yellows and blues, orange, and you've invited your friends, whoever you'd like to bring into this space. And now in this space, you're seeing some green grass, some trees, some very strong, powerful trees. And then there's a wall of stone. And you sense a joy within you. You're letting go of everything you've held on to. And as you see yourself in this space with your friends surrounding you, you realize that wings come up off your back. And these wings spread out and they lift you up. And you're lifting up. And you're feeling more oneness with your friends, with nature sources, with the universe, and you're expanding your awareness. Again, here you are in your heart chakra, your heart space, and there's love, and there's gratitude, and there's faith, forgiveness, hope, and your higher self. Okay, so let's stay in this moment, this beautiful moment. And I'll count backwards to 1, 3, 2, 1. So everyone's going to have a different experience. And that was just a few moments that I tried to put a lot into. And are you there, Michael?
I'm here. I am here. And my energy is recalibrated.
Yay. And I believe that, and we all can attain a higher version of ourselves through new experiences and light. And I'm really grateful for everyone that called in. Now, next week, we have a guest that I mentioned, and her name is Andrea Candy, and she's a master herbalist. It's episode 35, October 24th. And thank you, Michael, for joining me tonight. And thank
yes,
you for
thank
the listeners.
You.
Yes.
I'd like to thank everyone for calling in, everyone that listened, everyone that got their small moment of silence at the beginning, but we can use that to balance and ground. No, this is great. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Again, you can reach us or message us if you have any questions. We put that out there. So if you want to message Two Psychics Radio Show or Eye of the Spirits with Michael Edley, we'd love to hear your questions. And hopefully we can answer some of those questions on air next week or the week after. But we'd love to hear from you. And if you want to like and share the Two Psychics Radio Show page, we would love that. I think we're almost at 400 followers and we're trying to.
Yay!
Come on. You got to get us to at least 1,000 before the end of the year. At least 1,000 before the end of the year. That's the goal. And
yes.
hopefully we blow that goal away. So anyone that's out there that's listening, please recommend us. Have a good night.
All right. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.